Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Oisín Smith is Minister of State for Communications, E-Government, Procurement and Circular Economy, and he joins us now. And you're welcome, Minister, to the programme. Before we get into the new consultation process, just looking at the report of the National Cyber Risk Assessment in 2022, and that warned that the threat posed by criminals, including ransomware operators, as was seen in the 2021 attack on the HSE, that threat has escalated in recent years and that nation-state actors continue to pose a threat to national security. I just wonder, how would you assess the capacity right now of the National Cybersecurity Centre to respond to those sorts of threats to the state?
Well, there's been a massive change in the attitude to cybersecurity in Ireland since 3 years ago when the HSE was attacked. And I think at that time, everybody realised the value of data because it meant that you weren't able to see your doctor, you weren't able to get your lab results in time. The actual real-world effects of having a huge cyber attack on our critical infrastructure. So since then, there's been, I was given huge investment to increase the number of staff who were there, to increase investment, which we had already planned to do, but that crystallised and there was great political support for that. So the Cybersecurity Centre now has greatly increased in size. It's about triple the size it was 3 years ago. And in addition to that, really our focus has been, the Cybersecurity Centre's focus is on education. So that's helping people to protect themselves against cyber attack, and on incident response. So that's calling out to people when they are attacked. Mm. But what we're talking about today, this new cybersecurity strategy, the cyber industrial strategy, is to look at cybersecurity not just as a risk, but also as an opportunity. So in the last 3 years, the cyber sector in Ireland has grown greatly. I think we've got about 15,000 cybersecurity professionals working in that sector. There are companies that have grown up, particularly around Cork. There's clusters of cybersecurity companies, and we feel it's an area that can help Ireland, can help our tech industry, can create jobs and can create income for people selling abroad. So we think it should be part of our industrial strategy that we invest in cybersecurity.
Okay, I might just bring you back to the HSE for a moment, because after that attack, and we know it cost in around 100 million, I think, there was this PwC report that was commissioned by the HSE, and it found that the HSE was operating on a frail IT estate with an architecture that has evolved rather than been designed for resilience and security. And then there's this Controller and Auditor General report at the time that found that computers were being monitored for viruses during daytime hours only. Do you think that the HSE system is now cyber secure, or is it still as frail as it was?
No, it's not frail, but you can never be 100% secure. So no matter what you do, you can always have an attack. And that means that you always need to make sure you can restore your data, that you're ready to get your data back if you do get penetrated. But since then, the HSE has successfully repelled attacks. So, for example, on the Coombe Hospital, they were able to detect that at the border of their network. And there have been many, many attempts at breaching the HSE since then. And I think that they're in a far stronger position than they were. The PwC report really was very clear and very stark. I think it was great that the board of the HSE published it and that they accepted its recommendations. It clearly said what had to change in the HSE. But bear in mind that at the time of the attack, the pandemic was in full swing. Mm. They were understaffed because a lot of staff were out sick at the time. It was a very vulnerable organisation at the time that it was attacked. And it was a disgusting thing to do. Like, what kind of person holds up a hospital for money?
I mean, the IT systems were very outdated though as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they needed investment. And since then, their investment has doubled. I believe they've got 200 million a year in IT spend. They've got 800 staff.
Okay. So could that attack happen now, do you think, the attack that happened then?
Not in the way that it did. I mean, one of the things the PwC report said was that once the attackers penetrated the network at all, like once they got in through one section, they were able to completely traverse the network. They were able to attack everything that was inside it. So in other words, there was nothing like the equivalent of fire doors, there was no insulation of different sections of the network. Really, it has massively improved since then. Okay. I'm very impressed with what they have. And I'm looking forward to the HSE developing their app for the public to give people access to some of their health records online later this year.
Okay, so in terms of this consultation that you're doing, you've outlined some of the reasons for that. You're also looking for a consultation with the general public. Why are you interested in their views?
Well, I think it's something that affects everybody. It's not just companies or large organizations at the HSC that can be attacked. We're all subject to attempts at identity fraud and so on. And to protect ourselves, we need to be educated, both at primary school, secondary school, third level, and just for the general public, just being streetwise towards the possibility of being attacked. So what we're saying in this strategy is that we need to improve skills. We need a research center, a center of excellence for cybersecurity, and we need to help those companies that are the kind of growing cluster of cybersecurity companies in Ireland. And what we're saying to people is, if you've got views on this, go to gov.ie. There's a consultations link on the main page of gov.ie. If you go in there, we'd love to hear what your views are on that.
Okay. I would ask you separately, Minister, figures that we saw today from the Department of Justice show the number of people seeking international protection in Ireland in the first 3 months of this year has risen by 72% compared to the same time last year. Now, I'm looking at this specifically in the context of the plan launched by your colleague Roderick O'Gorman last week for the for dealing, I suppose, with people who are coming into this country and the accommodation that's going to be provided to them for the first 6 months. And as part of that plan that was launched, Roderick O'Gorman estimated that there will be between 13,000 and 16,000 asylum seekers arriving each year between 2024 and 2028. These figures today suggest it's going to be much, much, much more than that, possibly more than double that.
It's really hard to predict what the numbers will be. And you can't just draw a straight line and say, well, in January and February of 24, it was this much. And so it's going to continue at that rate going into the future. The rate that we have so far this year is six times the rate that was pre-pandemic. So we have as many people arriving in 2 months as we had in 2024, as we had in the whole of a year in 2019. So that's obviously a huge challenge for Roderick O'Gorman's department. His department doesn't manage visas, it doesn't manage border security, it just manages accommodation. So no matter what number of people come in, it's Roderick O'Gorman's job and his department's job to house those people. And that is obviously
is certainly very difficult, but if you're planning for how you're going to accommodate people, you need to have accurate figures or some sort of accurate estimation as to how many people are coming in. Otherwise you can't plan to accommodate them, can you? And if your figures are off by more than 50%, you've a big problem.
I think there's been a huge increase this year compared to last year. I think it is difficult to estimate what the numbers will be going into the future. But clearly there's been a big increase. It's not just in Ireland, it's also across Europe. And the plans will have to be revised as time goes on, whether up or downwards, to make sure that we can cope with the number of people coming in. But really, I think that he's doing everything he can to provide accommodation leading into the future. I think we can see, for example, in Stradbally that they managed to put up modular housing within 6 to 8 weeks. Mm. I think that type of approach will be taken in the coming months to address what is really a stain to see so many people in sleeping in tents in the streets and so on, that we really have to deal with that situation.
Simon Harris is due to be elected Taoiseach next Tuesday. He'll be the third Taoiseach in the lifetime of this government. How much longer do you think this government can remain in power?
Well, Irish governments tend to go on 5 years. You know, we have great stability. I've been a minister for the last 3.5 years. During that time, I've had many, many people of my equivalent in other countries, and I see that it's not good for a country to keep changing over every year. So it's a good thing that our governments can last for 5 years. Our coalition is based on a coalition of parties, not of personalities.
Mm. Do you think Green Party members are fully behind re-voting or reinstating another Fine Gael Taoiseach?
I think Green Party members are very happy with the progress of this government. I think they're happy that that we're making it safe for children to walk and cycle to school. I think they're happy that we have relieved stress on parents by cutting childcare rates by 50%. I think they're happy that we are advancing in our programme, and I think that they want us to continue and keep delivering.
Minister Oisín Smith, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.